A very good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk. We're coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington this Monday, October the 2nd, 2023. And I'm your host, Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye. And tonight on Live Talk, we're discussing the way forward for the country with the main opposition party, CCC, saying Zimbabwe will soon conduct another election through a transitional authority headed by SADC. However, the governing ZANU-PF party says next elections will be in 2028. But before we delve deep into our main topic, let's take a look at what is happening in Nigeria. For years, Nigerian journalist Philip Obanji Jr. has investigated the actions of Russian mercenary group Wagner in Africa. It's a bit that comes with challenges. VOA News reporter Christina Caicedo-Smith has the story.
As an investigative journalist in Nigeria, Philip Obanji Jr. has covered a lot over the years, including extremist groups, human trafficking, and abuse of civil liberties. But one story really captured the attention of this reporter for the Daily Beast, Russia's Wagner Group in West Africa.
And even with the death of its founder, Yevgeny Prigozhin, there's still so much around this group that we haven't spoken about that we need to tell the world about.
Obaji will continue his reporting on the mercenary organization through a Jim Hogue Reporting Fellowship, awarded by the International Center for Journalists, or ICFJ. The ICFJ honored Obaji and other journalists in Washington late September.
So these journalists have different approaches to telling really interesting stories, often about communities that are undercovered in the regular media.
Obaji's interest in Wagner Group started in 2018, when three Russian journalists were killed on a remote road in the Central African Republic. The trio was investigating the activities of Russian military contractors in the area.
And I wanted to really know exactly what this group was doing in that country, and so that's why I picked up interest. And each time I ask questions, there's always another question to ask, because I get answers that really leaves gaps in between.
But covering such a story has its risks.
I mean, three Russian journalists went to investigate and then they got killed. Local journalists will try to investigate or ask questions about the Wagner group and I get disappeared or somehow targeted by whether it's Wagner or government forces.
The non-profit press freedom organization Reporters Without Borders describes the Central African Republic as a dangerous place where journalists are often the targets of threats and violence and subject to pressure from both armed groups and authorities.
That coverage is hardly there in the country because of fear. Yeah, so... But there are brave local journalists who try to work, you know, anonymously with the foreign media to help these stories get out.
With many journalists fearful of covering sensitive issues and sources scared to go on record, reporting on groups like Wagner, it's tough. So fellowships like the one Obaji received can help reporters cover difficult stories and reach wider audiences.
It is a really interconnected and global society, and what happens in Africa or what happens in South America have ramifications on how we choose to act and what we choose to support and how we want to move forward as a global community.
After his brief visit to Washington, Obaji returns to Nigeria to continue his work on a long-form project focused on the Wagner Group. Christina Caicedo-Smith, VOA News, Washington.
And now back to our main topic, addressing delegates to a two-day economic conference in the resort town of Victoria Falls. President Emmerson Mnangagwa said his country held free and credible elections, despite calls from the opposition CCC for fresh elections.
I'm honored to be with you today to officiate this second edition of the Zimbabwe Economic Development Conference, ZECON 2, which comes a few weeks after we conducted our peaceful, free, fair, transparent, and credible harmonized general elections. I'm saying this in case there are those who doubt because I'm repeating it. It is my hope that over the past year, delegates made use of the wealth of knowledge gained through the inaugural conference. I trust that some of the insights, evidence-based perspectives, and research findings were incorporated into decision-making processes in both public and private sectors towards our realization of Vision 2030. It is commendable that the conference covers thematic areas on pertinent issues affecting our economy, such as the exchange rate, inflation, as well as interest rates, and how these impact on financing for sustainable development in our country.
That there was President Mnangagwa in Victoria Falls. Meanwhile, the opposition CCC says it will not be attending the opening of Parliament tomorrow. That is expected to be officiated by President Mnangagwa. The president is compelled under the country's constitution to open Parliament 30 days after elections are held. The CCC told Studio 7 that legislators from all houses will boycott the event as Mnangagwa is not a legitimate president. Please stay tuned as we take a brief break. We'll be right back.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those that have just joined us, please note that we are streaming live on all our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We're also live on YouTube at VOA Zimbabwe. And I'm now welcoming our guest, and we have Mr. Jameson Timba of the CCC. We also have Mr. Xavier Zaware of ZANU-PF and Professor Ricky Mukonza in South Africa. But I'll start with you, Mr. Timba. Your lawmakers are boycotting the official opening of Parliament. Why? Hello, do we have Mr. Timba on the line? I'm sure. Let me try and reach out to Mr. Zaware if you're on the line. Welcome to the program.
Thank you very much, Marvelous. Good evening to you. Good evening to our viewers and listeners across the world.
Thank you. Mr. Zaware, you just heard there the opposition is saying that they're going to boycott the opening of Parliament tomorrow. How is your party responding to this?
Well, since you said that, I've been trying to find a kind and a diplomatic way of putting this across. I'm still struggling for it, so forgive me. But as far as I'm concerned, I'm not paying, not stupid.
Let's stay away from, insults, but let's stay professional, but go ahead.
Okay, so these guys, they are taking Zimbabweans for granted. And they are taking us as citizens of the Republic of Zimbabwe for fools. These guys took an oath of office just recently, acknowledging that the election results are acceptable. The elections were held credibly, were held fairly. They participated. They won some seats. They lost some seats. In the end, they lost the general election. They also lost the presidential election. However, they accepted going on into the oath of office so that they can start earning their salaries and their allowances. So what they are basically simply doing here is they don't want to acknowledge the president, President Emmerson Ndambudzo Mnangagwa, whom they took out of office before, including the Chief Justice, who was appointed by the president, President Emmerson Ndambudzo Mnangagwa. So forgive me when I say they are stupid. Okay, they should stop taking us for fools. If they don't want to participate in our parliamentary process, they should not have taken out of office. They should stay completely. They must know elections are done and dusted, as the president has said. Nobody is going to bring new elections, fresh elections. They are just pulling wool over the eyes of Zimbabweans and their supporters. The fact of the matter, they know the truth. The truth is no fresh elections are going to happen. And they must take respect as voters. They must learn to respect the people who voted for them to go to parliament. Whether they are in Harare East, whether those people are in Mount Pleasant, whether those people are in Bulawayo, they expect respect from our legislators. And CCC legislators should show respect to those voters and not take us for fools or not take them for dandai.
They Thank are you very much, Mr. Zavare. Let's stay away from insults and just stick to being civil. I understand we have Senator Timba with us on the line. Hello, Senator Timba.
Good evening. How are you?
I'm good. We understand that your lawmakers are boycotting the official opening of Parliament. Why?
I think that the real issue is whether or not legitimate governor. The issue is that we have a fundamentally flawed election. And an election which is flawed and not credible cannot really yield a legitimate outcome. This is the issue which is at stake.
You heard there Mr. Zavare of ZANU-PF saying that your lawmakers actually took oath to be in court, to be in Parliament and Senate. So why would they boycott if they actually accepted those roles?
Okay. Let me say that the CCC is the greatest of respect of the people of Zimbabwe who stood up to tyranny, who stood up to a rigged election, stayed until 2 o'clock in the morning to exercise their right to vote, which was being denied by the Zimbabwe Election Commission, and of course, in cahoots with ZANU-PF. We respect that vote. It is out of that respect for that vote that we took our office. But let me also say that if you are a farmer and a congress of baboons in your field, you do not abandon your field to those baboons. You stay in your field until the baboons are out. We have a legitimate reason to be in any of the offices and or forums of the state, including parliament. ZANU-PF does not.
Thank you there, Senator Timba. Like I said, gentlemen, let's be civil to each other as we talk. But I'll come to you, Professor Mukonza. Welcome to the program.
Thank you very much, Ms. Mhlanganyawuye. Good evening to your viewers.
So do you see any logic in what the CCC is planning to do tomorrow?
I didn't quite follow the conversation earlier on.
The CCC are saying they are going to be boycotting Parliament tomorrow when President Mnangagwa is going to open Parliament, saying that he's not a legitimate president.
I don't think that makes sense in any way. What would have made sense is for them not to go to Parliament in the first instance. Now, for them to go to Parliament and then boycott certain sessions while it's accepting others, for me, it doesn't really, you know, reflect well on the CCC. If anything, it reflects a party that doesn't seem to know what it really wants, whether they want to be part and parcel of the state or they do not want. So I think I don't think it is of any major significance for them to boycott the president's speech tomorrow.
And back to you, Mr. Zavare of ZANU-PF. You heard what Mr. Mkonza just said. What is your reaction?
I missed a few bits of what he was saying. I mean, his line is breaking up a little bit. Mm-hmm. But where I agree with him on the part that I've heard is that it's baffling. I mean, Senator Timba is trying to give as an excuse or as an explanation for not participating in the official opening of Parliament. These guys don't understand democracy. These guys are confused. That's the bottom line. All they are after is just enjoying free donations from the EU, from whoever is sponsoring them and giving money. But to say that the people of Blawayo, the people of Mutare, the people of Harare East, Harare Central, Mount Pleasant, who voted them into Parliament, expect them to boycott that Parliament after taking oath of office. Come on. Let's do a survey right now to those people and see if they are agreeing with that nonsense. You can't say that President Emmerson Mnangagwa Mnangagwa is illegitimate when he took oath of office in front of more than 60,000 people in the National Sports Stadium. And, of course, more millions outside that stadium around the world. That oath of office, he took it before Chief Justice Malaba, the same person that was appointed by President Emmerson Mnangagwa Mnangagwa according to our constitution. And these guys, the CCC senators, the councillors, wherever they are, they participated in taking oath of office as well before the same laws that made President Mnangagwa Mnangagwa the president of the country. So, I mean, come on, man. These guys, they say that their party is full of lawyers, but really, I think, you know, they're just full of divinity students, not really political people who know actually how to run a country. And I agree with Mandaza when he says, for once I agree with him, when he says actually CCC is incompetent and incapable of being in government, even being a proper opposition that will take government to account, which is what they have been elected to do by the people in Harare East, by the people in Mount Pleasant, in Bulawayo and everywhere. They have not voted these guys to boycott Parliament while they are enjoying the perks of taking the oath of office. Are they going to boycott the vehicles that they are going to be issued? Are they going to boycott the salaries? Will we see them boycotting the allowances that they will be given? No, they are not going to do that. We already know that their councillors have been gallivanting around the country. I mean, you move from Harare, where you are elected to represent, to go and have a seminar in Kadoma at the taxpayers' money, at the ratepayers' money. That is what they are all about. They are all about lining their pockets. They are all about selfish interests, not serving the people of Zimbabwe.
Thank you there, Mr. Zavare. I was going to ask you to apologize, but I see both gentlemen, you've been disparaging to each other. So please, let's stay in our lanes and as we move forward.
My apologies.
Thank you very much. Moving forward, Mr. Timba, your party is saying Zimbabwe will soon conduct another election. How is this going to happen? And why is there no transparency regarding your party's claim that it is engaging SADC?
Well, I do not understand your question when you say why is there no transparency. I think our party has been openly engaging with the SADC region with respect to the outcome of the August 23 to August 24 elections, which the SADC Observer Mission itself indicated that they were not credible. not only was it the SADC observer mission, but also the AU and several other observer missions, including local observers. All of us saw what happened during those days. That cannot be called an election by any stretch of the imagination. That election did not meet basic standards, minimum standards of both our constitution, our electoral laws, even regional and international law and standards for conducting elections. It was a ritual masquerading as an election. And we believe that the only cure to a flawed election is a fresh election, which is lawful, which is credible, and which must yield legitimate outcome.
So far, what kind of reaction have you been getting from the people that you have been meeting? And also, can you just update, especially the people out there waiting to hear what exactly is going to happen next?
First of all, I think SADC itself, in terms of the last meeting of its organ on politics, defense and security, and in particular, the meeting of the Council of Ministers of that organ, they started taking a position regarding their observer mission report, that they are standing by it. So this is public knowledge, and it is in the public domain. They took exception, of course, to the manner in which some of our compatriots in Zimbabwe reacted to that report by asking aspersions on the character and person of Dr. Nevas Mumba, for instance, and His Excellency President Chilema of Zambia. Instead of engaging with the issues raised by the report, they started hailing insults from these fellow neighbors and citizens of SADC. I would like to take this opportunity on behalf of our president and on behalf of our party, the Generality of Zimbabwe, to apologize for that conduct by some of the elements within ZANPF. They do not represent the Generality of Zimbabweans in terms of their conduct.
Mm-hmm. Thank you there. If I may come to you, Professor Mukonza. So are you convinced about some of these talks that are being conducted between the Triple C and SADC, and what do you see as the way forward for Zimbabwe?
And thank you very much. I don't think some of these engagements will be any positive fruits for Zimbabweans or for those that voted for change in Zimbabwe, in the sense that you see, the way in which diplomacy works is that countries are deemed to have sovereignty unless if there are issues that warrant intervention by either neighboring countries or international or regional bodies such as SADC. But at this point in time, Ms. Mhlanganyawe, I don't think anyone can make a claim that there are conditions that warrant for that intervention. If you read SADC politics well, the most powerful country in SADC is South Africa. And you can see from the political behavior of South Africa that it seems to be closer to ZANPF than the Triple C. Now, if that is the case, and I've listened to some of the responses to questions by President Ramaphosa on the Zimbabwean question, he seems to be convinced that nothing really out of the ordinary happened in the elections in Zimbabwe. Mm-hmm.
Hold on, Professor, let me just take a caller. Hello, caller, Abariku Zimbabwe, Magadi. Hello, caller.
Hello, Magasimbeni.
Ai, wataka simba, taura iti nzwe, tukta ora nani murukupi?
Ini njimizwa, mura nandizimu Harare.
Ehe, buya iti nzwe.
Yeah, nezvakaitika pamaelection adai hazvino maiwa nekarunyararo kashoma kuti zvakanyanyisa zvapadzi dzekungizira. Asi takaona kubatikana nekuti pane vamwe vakarasikirwa neupenyu hwavo nevanhu vari kungotorwa vachingosungwa zvinhu zviri kutibata chaizvo kuti kudai hurumende yedu yagare pasi yataurirani zvinoti nyika yedu inofamba sei uye zvekuti maramangwana revana vedu vegwara rajeka.
Pane zvamungadai here kutaura kune veCCC vari pano kana veZANU PF mapato ari makuru ari munyika?
Ini nditi nhau kwandakarerekera asindi muzivi kwandakavhotera asiti ndibude pachena kuti ndakavhotera pokati kana pakati zvinhu zvinonditi nesei.
Ehe.
Asi kune vakuru vedu varipo ikoko tinokumbira chaizvo kuti kudai vaita kuwirirana nyika ichifambira mberi nekuti isusu vana vezimbabwe tashutika mati.
Okay.
Otaurirana nyika yaifambira mberi mangwani tigwandemera mangwani rakanaka nyika yedu yamuchiremerero chagara iinacho.
Aiwa, tinotenda. Thank you so much. Caller, ndomboya kwamuri vazavare veZANU PF. Muri kunzwa caller ataura iye kuti vari kuda kuti vanhu vagare pasi vataurirane. Uyezve imi bato renyu rinoziva here nenyaya iyi yekuti bato reCCC riri kutaurirana nevamwe vanyarikani veSADC?
Well, chatinoziva isusu ndechekuti izvo Ratimba is being disingenuous and untruthful to kumaZimbabwe.
The SADC,
why do you say that? The SADC secretariat yakabuda kudhara ichitaura iyo kuti izvo haina power nesimba sezvataurwa naprofessors yekupindira. Remember, these guys my observers, whether vari kubva kuAU kuEU, vari kuuya as observers, not election monitors, and there is a difference. Kana uri kuobserva uri kuuya kuzoona, kana waona unotaura zvawaona, zvawaona zvinogona kunge zvisirizvo, zvinogona kunge zvirizvo, but ndopaunogumira. Ndochinhu chaifanira kunzwisiswa navatimba nevanhu veCCC nevana veZimbabwe vakateerera iko zvinhu. SADC haina power. In fact, kuna vatimba kana vachida kutaura chokwadi chaichaicho, ngavatiudze isusu kuti standard yeSADC yavanoziva yekuita maelections in any country, in any SADC country, or any democratic standard yavanoziva across the world ndeip. Nyika yega yega inoita democracy according to them. America runs its democratic elections maringe nemitemo yavo yeAmerica. Britain does the same. France, Germany does the same. Israel does the same. Isusu seZimbabwe tinoita zvimwe chetezvo. Zambia yakaita zvayo zvainoita zvimwe chetezvo. South Africa ine zvayo zvainoita zvimwe chetezvo. Asi tese tichiri tiri kuita democracy.
Thank
standard
you so
yavari kutaura yekuti international standard ndeipi haiexist.
Thank you, Mr. Zavari.
Haigone kuita order asi kuti titema maelections manyowani. It's not going to happen. President Mnangagwa has said and we all know it.
Thank you, Mr. Zavari.
Vatimba knows it.
Let's give a chance to Vatimba. Vatimba, mungapindure here pane zvataurwa navaZavari.
She can try and I could hardly hear him or the questioner.
Okay. He was opposing, saying that he doesn't really think, you know, anything will come out of your engagement with SADC because he says SADC are just there to observe. They don't really have power to do anything else past observing. So, you know, your effort, what is it going to yield? That's what people in Zimbabwe are waiting for to hear.
Well, I think Mafungiri Wayo or should I say that thinking is a little bit naive. Zimbabwe is a member of SADC. We signed up to the protocols and treaties of SADC, including, shall I emphasize, its guidelines and principles for democratic elections. If Zimbabwe wants to remain as part of SADC, then Zimbabwe must subject itself to SADC processes.
Thank you, Senator Timba. I think we'll have to call you for another round with my other guests, because for now we're really out of time, and I'd like to just thank you also, those who are listening and watching with us. That brings us to our end of our show. Signing off in Washington, I'm Marvelous Nyahuye, saying have a very good night, Zimbabwe.